Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the wake-up call.
What are the red and green flags of dating? BuzzFeed did an interesting article and gave a lot of interesting tidbits about stuff like that. That are both that are some red flags and green flags. But we want to know what yours are too. 766-1065. 766-1065. So what's interesting about this BuzzFeed article though is that they would pick one thing and then talk about, they polled people and said what percentage of people weighed in on this. Do you think this is more of a green flag? Do you think this is a red flag? For instance, texting you all day.
Love it.
Do you think more people said that was a green flag or a red flag?
I'm sure people said red flag, but I think that they're lying.
53% said it is a red flag if you text
Whatever.
All day.
Hey,
but yep. That one's more split. This one's not. How about giving small gifts early on in the dating process? Is that a green flag or a red flag?
Yeah, green flag.
That's 85% said that is a green flag.
Yes.
But 15% said that's a red flag because it shows it's a little too eager to do little gifts.
Why wouldn't you want to be with someone that's eager to be with you?
How about this one? Calling you mine.
I love it.
Oh, that's weird.
I think it's a wonderful green flag.
That only 36% said that is a green flag.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know that person doesn't actually own you. Like,
then why'd they say it?
I don't know. Why do we call people baby romantically? We know you're not an actual baby.
Red flag in my book, too.
Really?
Is that on the BuzzFeed article? Because baby weirds me out.
That baby did not come up.
Okay.
No. How about talking about long-term plans with you early on?
I think
we're learning a lot about Katie here.
I want you to name our grandchildren.
Again, only 36% of people polled says that is a green flag.
I think people say that they don't like these things because they think it makes them seem like needy or something like that. But like, I think more people like it than you think.
I wouldn't like that. It does feel like it's too much too soon. How about this one? Wanting to share locations on social media.
That one, I don't understand why you would unless it's
Or I guess they said social media. How about on your phone? Sharing locations on your phone.
I would say red flag.
Only 18% of people said that was a green flag.
Yeah, I would say, I guess it's a green flag if the guy offers, but if he asks, I'd want to be like, why?
Okay, so you said that you would love it if somebody texted you all day long.
I would love it.
What if they called you all day long?
I don't talk on the phone.
Yeah, only 20%.
I will not take your calls all day long. I will tell you that.
That was only 20% people said that's a green flag if you call several times throughout the day.
There's approximately one person I'm willing to talk on the phone to anymore. So
who's
don't
that
call
one? Are your husband?
Well, my mom.
Not even your husband.
He doesn't have anything to say.
What about texting you good morning right when you wake up?
Why would somebody not like that? I don't understand.
I'll ask your best friend Jacob over there.
It's weird.
That's not weird.
He winces at every single one of these.
Why would that be weird? How is that not nice to know that when the person wakes up, you're the first thing they think of?
It's almost a red flag to be thinking about me that much when you were sleeping.
Like, you're disgusting.
If we're not together and we didn't sleep together and we're not waking up together,
because
they miss
you. I miss you. Good morning.
It's kind of a red flag.
It's really...
You hate love, and I don't know why.
Red flags.
Why do you hate love? You know what?
I hate red flags.
This is coming from the guy that's been with the same girl for 10 years and hasn't wifed her up.
Yeah, well, okay. And to be fair, she will send me good morning texts, but it's not just...
And then you go, boo!
No, it's usually, it's followed up with like a, what are you doing today? How is your day going? Are we going to be together? If it was just a lovey-gushy, good morning, I've been thinking about you. It's like, ah, that's too much. Red flag.
Okay, you're a red flag.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Jacob.
Yes.
That
Jacob
is
and I
messed
would never
up.
Work out.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would not. I wouldn't do a single one of these things on this list that you would like.
I don't think I would do many of them either.
What are things that you do that somebody else would see as a green flag?
Oh, I'm very funny.
Yeah, it's me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am intelligent.
Yeah, you are.
I like to make eye contact when I talk to them to make sure that like I am paying attention.
That's good.
Ow. That's it. It just seems like so you guys aren't really willing to put in almost any energy.
We just don't want to get too obsessed. We don't want to obsess right away.
I know, but you can't think of anything that you do that you go out of your way for someone you're dating that you also don't do, like, for our boss.
I like coming up with fun ideas for dates and stuff
there,
like that.
Okay, there That's we go. Cool. Now you're giving me something.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this was things you'd do at a job interview. I make direct I'm intelligent, and I make jokes.
Jacob and I are not on trial here. You're the one that is in the minority of all these people.
That's true.
So if anybody's on trial, you need to defend yourself about why you want to jump in the deep end with weights on your shoes right away.
I know I'm crazy. I can admit it. You're the one that thinks that you're just Captain Charmer over here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.